What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here, weekly podcast. Today I have a lot of things to talk about, mainly about products and new stuff that I've been putting out and new content. So there's a lot going on. In the background, you see kind of the facelift of AnthonyHustle.com. That's the landing page. So at the bottom, you can see there's like a free sign up now where you can put in your email and I'll send out free material and newsletters type stuff going out to that email list, and whenever I update content, it goes out to that email list. So if you haven't subscribed, do it now. Go to AnthonyHustle.com, put in your email, just hit submit and you get it. Other than that, just a little banner there for the sex hack, the new document I've written that's basically only about Night Game, a very short piece of content, a template that's very easy to copy and that you can put into practice very fast. So you can check that out on Hustler Vault. Other than that, I've put out a lot of new content that I had already generated, and I'm gonna talk about it from least exciting to most exciting, although I think they're all pretty good pieces. But let me just do that, okay? So I've put out a piece on starting game. It's called All Beginnings Are Hard. How would Tony start learning game? If I basically had to do it over again, what to keep in mind, how to deal with that initial fear of not being good and all these kind of mindset-related issues that a beginner has. That's on the Hustler Vault. It's pretty cheap document for the essay and the beat you're paying here, whatever it is, I can't see, $7.55 or something like that. Or at Prime you get obviously 30% discount and all of that. It's a very good piece for a beginner to know how you have to deal with criticism, how you have to deal with your own mindsets and your own issues. And I think for that reason, it's a couple beers worth a couple of beers. So I would get it just to read it, just to feel better about myself. That for that it's really good. Then I have put out a document on Tony's daily productivity routine. That's basically what I do from when I get up until when I go to bed during the week. There are certain routines and habits that I have and that I go through every day. Such as showering cold, but there's other things like mindset routines I go through, the way I structure my day, when I get up, what I eat, when I go to do my workouts, when I write, when I do like mentally challenging stuff and less challenging stuff. Also how I organize it on my phone, how I organize it on my computer, there are checklists and all that kind of stuff. That's a document again. It's on the Hustler Vault. The link is in the description, but also here at the lower third banner there. So it's a pretty good, it's actually the document that I use every day and the most. I open what I've put in there. I open a document on my Apple Notes that has all these different checklists and different things, how I deal with, setting priorities and goals for the day. I use that every day, all day long, and that's how I stay productive basically. Then after that, I have what I think was overdue. I've basically started working or started finishing off a document that I call The True London Game Story. That's my perspective on how London game developed since I got involved, which was pretty much from early beginnings. It's basically me writing about Tom Torero and me and how I see it and how I see Tom and how I saw Baxter and Yet and the whole daygame.com thing and how that all played out, and also some Krauser stuff and all of that. And the first chapter is basically how I met Tom Torero. It's about the LSS, which was this weirdo community that got shut down, how we met these people, how we took them out to show them what we posted on the forums, how our styles in game were, how we're similar, how we're different, whether we clicked right from the start or whether we had some differences. And all of that I've written up. It's in that document that you see there, How I Met Tom Torero. And that's the True London Game story. It's basically me describing Tom and my friendship or game partnership, whatever you want to call it. Okay, and then after that, I've also written up Tom Torero and Tony meet Yad and Baxter, because we did, when we were new to this, we did look up to other people, probably not justified, but we still did, because it's very easy to look up to people when you see them on YouTube all the time. Yeah, so like I described the whole story, how Yad, how we met him, his character, and how Tom was more like Yad, and then we met Baxter, and how we did all these things like going to strip clubs and debauchery in London, Soho, and all the different facets of that whole episode. And I think it's interesting. It's my take on things that were described by loads of people, but I've never spoken on my side of the story. And in particular, I go into very deep detail about Tom and his persona and how we fit together. I think it's nice. I think it's hard to write because it makes me go back to a lot of things I don't necessarily want to go back to. It also makes me go back to a lot of things I do want to go back to. But I had to put it out there because I think it's good to digest it, and it's good for people to hear my part of the story. And then I think last but not least, we have put out Straight Line Sex System just a couple of weeks ago. There was a very good uptake on that, so I think people have started or have finished reading the first part. I am working on the second part, but I had so many things on my plate with this platform and making it work really well and automating it. But like, I'm getting there. I'm still writing, I'm refining. I don't want to put something out that's not complete. So bear with me. It will be a few more weeks, and it will come out in due course. So far I had good feedback. I didn't have a lot of feedback, but people didn't have a lot of time to really digest it. So, and also the second part is not out yet, so before they can fully get their heads around it and implement it, it will take a bit of time. But I've heard good feedback. I think people like it, and stay tuned. The second part and final part, by the way, will follow in due course, not too long. So I think that's enough news for one day. Stay tuned. There's a lot more to come out. Everything that I have written in the past needs to be pushed out, and including all of the stories about Tom Torero and myself. So peace out, and I'll talk to you next time.